Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
10 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning. If you've just turned on your radios and joined us, welcome into it. Good to have you in our company. Now, it's really exciting to chat to you about the next feature because it's certainly a story that we've been following for a while. Now, after years of legal wrangling and other obstacles, the Solomon Family Trust is all set for the opening of the Constantia Emporium. Now, a number of black and coloured families were forcefully removed from Constantia by the apartment regime, but so far only two families have been given back their land. The Solomon family is one of them. But to chat to us about the momentous occasion is Mr. Rashad Solomon, the founder of the Solomon Family Trust and the one who initiated the claim process for the land on behalf of the family. Mr. Rashad Solomon, Assalamu alaikum, good morning, thank you for joining us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Now, of course, it's really amazing news and it's an amazing feat. So firstly, tell us a bit more about the Emporium and what the people and our listeners can expect before we actually get into the nitty-gritties about the process that's been followed in terms of receiving the land once again.
First of all, I want to say, first of all, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Nabiyyana wa Mawlana Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is very important, first of all, to acknowledge and thank the Almighty Allah for the blessing that has bestowed on our family. Alhamdulillah. Yes, well, look, this issue has been ongoing for the past 24 years. Alhamdulillah, we have now reached the achievement of developing our land asset that we got back. Now, this is the Constantia Emporium. is based on an international concept. It's the first in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It is based on this something else. And people will be very surprised and they need to sort of visit the Emporium. You know, and shopping will be another experience for them.
When we say shopping, what exactly do we mean? What's going to be on offer at the Constantia Emporium, Mr. Solomon?
Well, first of all, we got upmarket, very upmarket, world class, Checkers, supermarket, and then they'll find the Woolworths stores are there. There's a Clicks and various other stores, but it is something different to the other shopping centres and malls.
Brilliant.
Over South Africa. This is one of the first on an international basis.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to seeing it. But, you know, all of this and this road hasn't come easy. And take it, you know, a few steps back and tell us, in terms of the history of this land, what has the journey been like?
Yeah, first of all, I would say that, you know, that I was born in Constantia in 1945. My father was Haji Abdurrahman Solomon. He was one of six brothers. It was has been born to the late Haji Abdullah Solomon, after which the trust has been named. Now, my 21 years in Constantia, it was just completely different. We were removed. We were removed all over the Cape Flats, which was not actually home to us. Now, home is where you live in. That is your life.
Mm.
Now, I would like people to sort of understand also that my grandfather and his brother, Samaun, they purchased that land in 1902 with the intention of building a home for their family and also creating a livelihood. And that has gone on for more than 65 years in Constantia until we have been removed.
So in terms of the removal, and you know, we understand that you've spearheaded the initiative over the past 20 years in terms of claiming the family's land back. You know, what was the process that you followed over the past 20 years?
Yeah, if I was to think back, it was a very sad story at the time that we were removed from there. Now, that was in the 1960s when we were informed that the area is going to be created a white area. Right? And we are being given 5 years in which to move and sell our homes and move out of Constantia. In 1965, the 4 years after about 5 years, we were then forced off our land.
Mm-hmm.
The houses were destroyed, it was demolished, etc. That time it was a very difficult time for the family. But this in May, we had to sort of just continue our lives. It was very difficult, but because of our perseverance and a sense of, I would say, determination, we were a family that was, we were very disciplined, and our Islamic and Muslim values that was inculcated in us by our parents and by our grandfather, which they've practiced on me. It was first of all that we had a duty towards Allah, and that was very important to us. Therefore, Alhamdulillah, Allah has granted us that perseverance and the determination to move along with this act that was totally, totally unjustified. I mean, they were the people in Constantia. They were concerned with the community because they looked after the community to build a community that is very peaceful, that can live together, etc. Now, when it came to the time when 1994, when the new South Africa came into play, I immediately sort of submitted a land claim. Yes, it was difficult because we had to get all the family to the members together. Yes, we decided and we discussed these issues. We then had to pick up the pieces all from our lives. I mean, it was a real challenge, but we survived. Now, what was the main thing in this particular regard is that the family, they work together with understanding.
Mm.
We never used to sort of argue with one another. We assist with one another, etc., etc. That's very important. That I would give to all other families, the advice I would give to them is work together. Work together and do not argue over petty little things, etc. That is very important.
Now, Mr. Solomon, that's certainly, you know, advice that many can use. But in terms of, you know, what's currently going on, we understand that there was also a lot of objection from residents to the construction of the mall, of the Emporium. Why was this the case?
Let me put it this way, that in terms of our character that was inculcated by us, and the example of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever somebody wants to oppose you, etc., you sort of speak to him and you challenge this issue, you know, with respect. But if you do it in any other manner, you'll obviously, you know, will get something else back. You cannot, in other words, if I'm tell you now, you cannot fight fire with fire. It was a battle, yes.
Share with us, what were the objections? What were people saying?
Well, the objections is based on an issue. Let me put it this way, that Constantia is an area that they wanted to remain white. Now, that was the biggest problem. The biggest problem has that the people that is there are still from the old regime, from the Nationalist Party. They were there, right? And they wanted to pursue their old ways of going about it. This is our whole thing. But the thing is that we haven't approached and sort of challenged them in that particular regard. We have sort of placed on the issue, and that this is what we want. We need to do. We also have a right in the new South Africa. Now, in terms of the constitution, that is where we fought them. Right? And that's how we need to live in South Africa.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Sure.
Because it's even everybody's right to develop their land, right? For their purposes and whatever their requirements are. This is how it is.
All right. So, of course, we'll hold that thought in mind. It's just gone 20 minutes after 7 a.m. For those of you that have just joined us, we are speaking to Mr. Rashad Solomon, who is the founder of the Solomon Family Trust and the one who initiated the claim process for the land on behalf of the family. Of course, we're also speaking about the Constantia Emporium, but we are going to be heading out for traffic as well as an ad break. And, of course, when we get back, we continue the conversation with Mr. Solomon. Do stay tuned. 26 is where we're at this morning, and, of course, we're continuing our conversation and discussion around the Solomon Family Trust opening at its first shopping center. And of course, it's been after years of legal wrangling and other obstacles, you know, that has come about. But of course, the Constantia Emporium is set for the opening. And we have been speaking to the founder of the Solomon Family Trust, and that is Mr. Rashad Solomon. And of course, before the ad break, you know, Mr. Solomon was speaking to us in terms of some of the objections that had come about from residents in terms of the construction of this mall. But Mr. Solomon, thank you for holding the line and welcome back.
Okay, yeah.
Now, of course, in terms of, before the ad break, we're speaking about the tension. So with regards to this tension that was experienced from the Constantia ratepayers, has this been resolved, and have they even expressed, you know, their support now that the development is complete?
Let me put it this way. They actually expressed support from the very start, that they were, you know, they were in favor of the land being given back, in favor of the institution, etc. But the issue is that they still wanted to sort of restrictions on certain members of other colors of but in South Africa, they're not fully. They wanted to be in control of the economy. They wanted to be in control of themselves and tell you what you need to do and how you need to do issues. Now, what is very important, as I said again, now at the time, let me just go a little bit back. That in 1994, when the new South Africa came into being, not the new South Africa, but I mean the real world came into being, that we were very excited. Fine about the new constitution. And we thought, well, now, once again, we can get our land back. We can get our land back, and we once that Constantia, which we called home, really, because we couldn't settle anywhere else. I mean, we were sort of used to the atmosphere, the environment in Constantia, which was very, very tranquil. Now, that's very important to us. And in 1999, they became together, the Haji Abdullah Solomon family and the Haji Ismail Solomon Family Trust. We came together. And we decided that this is what we want to do on our land. Because it was pointless. We couldn't farm, because the farm was destroyed. And we couldn't start all over. I mean, it wouldn't have been sustainable to do that at all.
Sure.
And this was the only option out for us, so that each of that 80 beneficiaries can benefit from what they have lost over the years.
Speaking about benefits, let's speak in a focus a bit more in terms of the Constantia Emporium. I mean, who stands to benefit from the shopping center, and how exactly is the leasing going to work?
We actually business partnered with Shoprite Checkers.
Mm-hmm.
Shoprite Checkers is an organization, and therefore, over that period of time, I mean, all the from generations, they will be the real beneficiaries in this particular regard.
Okay. And what do you think this achievement means for the dignity of people who were forcibly removed from their land and, you know, disenfranchised during apartheid? I mean, the Solomon family, your story is one of the few success stories that we've heard of. You know, for those that are still fighting for their land, to claim their land back, you know, what would you say to them this morning?
But what I will say to the rest of the other families that are still fighting for their land, never, never, ever give up. You don't give up. You just pray towards Allah, ask Allah for Allah's help. But your struggle remains until you received what you have been fighting for over the years. What is rightfully yours, you need to fight for that. It's not to say that, I mean, that is your heritage, that's important to you. So what we have done, right, yes, the more will be opening, but we want to re-establish what has been established by our forefathers, what has been established over the years. That was established for more than 100 years ago in Constantia, to look after the people, to look after the communities, to build a strong community, to build strong families, communities, etc. That is what's important. And that could possibly be a lesson for South Africa, to work together. To work together to achieve, ultimately, a peaceful life, a comfortable life for each and every one. That is what's important. We need to put petty differences aside, and that's what's important, because argument will not bring you anywhere in this world.
Certainly. And tell us finally, you know, how is the greater Solomon family feeling, you know, with regards to this achievement? Of course, a new journey ahead awaits. You know, how is the family? We know there were some celebrations that took place over the weekend. So how is everyone doing and feeling? And what has the conversation been like over the past few days?
Oh, they were very, very, very excited. And what is our greatest achievement? Let me just tell you what our greatest achievement was. Those, the family that was dispersed all over the Cape Flats has been brought together.
Mm.
They have been brought together. Some of them even didn't know one another. I mean, we've been moved out of Constantia more than 50 years ago.
Mm.
And those siblings and cousins, brothers and sisters that is now in the cities, etc., they did not know one another, that they were family members of that particular family. And that brought them together as one family.
Absolutely brilliant.
That have been staying there in Constantia for more than for all that years. Now, that was actually the wishes of my grandfather. My grandfather used to keep that family together. All the families that used to stay there, they used to be kept together and to work and cooperate with one another as a family, brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts, nephews and nieces. They all had to be there because that's what's important to us.
Perfect, and lots that we can learn from as well. But Mr. Solomon, unfortunately, time does not permit, but we thank you for joining us this morning. It certainly has been enlightening chatting to you, and we wish yourself as well as the Solomon Family Trust all of the best with your future endeavors.
Anyway, everything of the best, also to the Voice of the Cape.
Sure.
Because it has been a very, very tiresome week over this particular period, you know. So but now I'll have to take some
good rest, absolutely.
Inshallah.
Well, Mr. Rashad Solomon, you go well. Thank you for joining us. Assalamu alaikum.